Moonageddon, How to Live on the Moon and Survive the Apocalypse by Dick Challenger. Milton Keynes, England, 2063. Maybe it had been the weather, but for some reason I'd felt like adding a little spice to my day. In the slight daze that is only brought on from performing monotonous tasks, I wandered indecisively out of my place of work and down to the local Tesco's Express. Even though I'd only just been paid, I was already skint and feeling a little reckless, so I'd gone to buy an old-school nicotine-laced synthetic Marlboro Light. On obtaining my purchase, I swiped my wrist interface over the credit deducting machine and stood still as the automated shop assistant scanned my retinas. It was then that my eye caught a glimpse of the Moon Adventure scratch cards. Even though the competition had ignited the world's imagination and sent most of its population into a scratch card buying frenzy, I'd managed to somehow not pay it too much mind. I mean, why would you? The odds were like 1,000,000,000 to 1. I would have had more chance of getting to the moon by taking a running jump at it. And why the hell would you want to go to the moon anyway?
Mr. Challenger, would you like to purchase anything else?
The shop assistant's digital face screen smiled inanely back at me. I looked over at the glittering array of scratch cards and I thought to myself, I know the moon's not exactly Fiji, but anyway it's got to be better than here. What the hell? The assistant scanned my eyes for a second time. Then, one of the Moon Adventure scratch cards shot out at the bottom of the dispenser. Not thinking too much about it, I took it and immediately rubbed away the three silver coatings. When the images of the three moons appeared, I first assumed I must have won a small token prize, like a pen or a couple of credits. I turned the card over in my palm, and there, on the back, I saw the exact same images of the three moons. The words, "Winner!" accompanied them. With the onset of shaky, nervous excitement, I pressed the small rules and regulations screen on the back of the card. It flickered into life and an attractive young lady wearing an ISP spacesuit became visible. I stood in rigid silence, hanging on her every word. If you have just found the above image on the opposite side of this card, then congratulations. You have just won an all-expenses-paid 2-year trip to the moon. Please swipe the card across your interfacer device now to inform us of your win. A disclaimer was then read out as the woman held a fixed smile, making her look like she'd had some kind of seizure. The holder of this card will have to undergo a series of mental and physical tests before attaining the prize. Failure to reach the required physical and mental specifications for space travel will result in immediate forfeiture of the prize and a full refund to the total price of the purchased ticket. As the card's inbuilt miniature flat speaker started to play a very tinny version of Fly Me to the Moon, I felt my knees weaken. I couldn't believe it. I'd just won the world's biggest raffle.